literally said if Steph Curry practiced full time and got out there and got a number, he can qualify for a PGA tour. Right. I'm not talking about Tony Romo.
So
I'm talking about nobody else.
So in 2013,
in 2013, sport,
in every offseason, every day, I put
I'm not
up a
talking about you, y'all.
Stop. No.
I'm not talking
no,
about you.
You ain't gonna do that. If I go in the gym every day in the offseason of football and I put up 1,000 shots, did all type of drills, I go to the NBA?
No.
But what the fuck?
Hey,
back in this bitch.
Back in Nash.
That's nothing but Memphis, well, baby. Hey, that's what we do.
And then past that rope,
that's the
was the hood.
Fuck that.
He said, "Oh, you want a shot?" I said, "Yeah."
I'm in the city, fuck with me now. I got fucking city.
Light it up.
Welcome to the Raw Room.
I got to ask you a basketball question. It's kind of like random, but I was thinking about it the other day. So, I mean, like, we see Bron right now. I've never asked, like, a player this. You see Bron's, like, the quote-unquote face of the league right now. You know, that time is, I feel like it's inevitable. I just don't feel like there's, like, a next man. I don't. But, who would have to be that next man up right now?
American player? I think that's the biggest problem, that they're trying to find who is the American player.
And honestly, that's my question. Because,
right.
That's my question. Will there be, like, if we talk about face of a league, will it be American? Go ahead.
I don't know. I mean, I think when I watch it, I think they were trying to kind of push Ja Morant as the guy. I mean, he's a popular American. I mean,
yeah.
But the game's so global now.
Yeah.
It's just so global. I mean, you look at, you got Luka Doncic, you got, you know, the Greek freak, got all of these guys. Now they got the guy that they're going to probably try to push from San Antonio.
Wembanyama.
I mean, it's just such a global game now that I don't know if they got that American alpha.
Isn't that nuts, fool? Like, our whole life, bro, the face of the league has been
American.
A black American.
Right. For sure.
Yeah, I think
for sure.
They're going to have to push teams.
I ain't mad to hand it over.
Jokic.
It's your fault.
I mean, you know.
Y'all niggas should have been better.
Probably right. But you know, a lot of that got to do with just how they train over there, though.
No, I get it. But at the same time, it's like you should adapt or you should take a little bit from that. All they doing is getting better and better and better and
they
better.
Better and better, bro.
And motherfuckers is not choosing to go over there than stay in the NBA or the G League and all that shit. So I was like, let me get some of that juice.
The game's just different. No. You know, the game's different over there.
Yeah,
you got different
for sure.
rules. So when a guy plays in the Euro League and you're young and you come over, it's easier.
You develop.
Yeah. I got a question. Do you think this by design? Like the Euro League was like, yo, we about to do it this way. We're going to almost change the DNA of the NBA because the college players in America are not doing it.
I think that shit old. That's just how they play ball.
I think, for one, I think that the NBA is going to, it's entertainment. It's entertainment.
Yes.
But then the rules for the guys that's coming from overseas, you know, you can have play zone, you can have a 7-footer in the paint. So now you come to the league, nobody in this paint, it's just one-on-one. So you got a Luka Doncic, it's like, hey, the guy who got to help got to come from way over there.
I'm killing this shit.
As soon as I get the step,
I'm gone.
I got it.
Right.
You know, and that it's just so much more difficult in Europe because everybody's in the paint. The game is shorter. It's 40 minutes. Yeah, you know, so you play a different style of game. And that's what gives these guys these advantages when they come over, if they have the athleticism to be with an American player.
Well, y'all heard it here first from Hendrix. He's saying that. It's going to be overseas player. It's going to be the face of the NBA.
Overseas for y'all.
Man. Already, who were the last few MVPs? MB's from overseas, too.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. I know. Joel is, yeah.
Yeah.
How long ago was Steph MVP? He ain't had one in a minute? He ain't had one in a minute?
18, 19.
In a minute.
2018 was the last American.
Damn,
with James
18
Harden.
Was the last American?
I'm calling it a month.
Okay, Giannis. Yeah, about that big.
Giannis. Yeah. I did. Harden.
Woo.
Russ, James, and Steph was the last three.
Steph was the last.
That's look at y'all boys out there trying to play basketball. Yeah.
And look how old those guys are. That, I mean, talk about like...
Yeah.
Russ.
At the time.
Russ and they're drafting 2008. That's my draft.
I'm about to say now, they old.
So who's the new... Tatum would... If I said Tatum got this game.
Tatum, he might be.
Jason.
He gotta win one though, boy.
Yeah.
He gotta win one. Tatum is a good one.
Yeah.
Tatum is a good one. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Okay, all right. We got a chance.
What, you a Tatum fan?
Said I
just feel like that is interesting to me. They're like the face of the league. As long as I've been alive, yo, like it was, I mean, the NBA was dominated by the Black American man, yo. Like it was.
This stop just, being racist, bro.
I'm just saying, like, this all we grew up on. Everybody knows that. Is that not true? Bro, yes, it is. From Magic Johnson all the way to MJ, LeBron,
Steve
Kobe.
Nash.
Damn.
You're right.
No.
Now Steve Nash.
Steve Nash. No.
Talking
about that
way. Look.
Steve Nash.
Back to back.
Did Dirk. Come on now, Dirk.
That was Shaq's. That was Shaq's MVP. Bruh. One of them.
I'm telling you what this
05. I think
what
that
is
was
this
Shaq's
website
MVP.
Say?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
What this website say?
Steve Nash, Phoenix Suns.
But anyways, Dirk. My point is, and again, those MVPs, I'm talking about the face of the league. Right. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Like, I mean, heck, Iverson had a run. I can just name people that had a run, yo. All
right.
And it ain't never been nobody that wasn't a Black American.
You sound you upset.
I'm not upset. You know?
He's a little hurt.
Involving, you
he's
know?
A little
he
hurt.
Involving, you know what I'm saying?
Sweet is definitely hurt. Sweet is definitely hurt.
John, this is what you did, John. You got my nigga sad.
I'm dead.
Hot. It was supposed to be you. But I can lie to you though, but people mess with a redemption story.
For sure.
I think people mess with that.
Yeah, for sure.
Media can eat marketing, all of that, yo. Win one. Watch what happens.
Win one,
baby.
They're going to change city of Memphis. Quit playing.
Sure. All right, we went to Memphis, bro. It's going to be over.
It's over with?
That big going to be New York City for a week.
Oh, I'm dead.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be over with. Nigga be in the streets. In the rats.
Yeah.
Memphis definitely.
I may actually be far away.
Memphis definitely going to be outside.
I'm going to pull up a week after.
Memphis definitely going to be outside.
I ain't going to lie to you, bro. Memphis will win a championship. Oh, shit.
All right. How many Alabama games, football games you go to?
I haven't been to an Alabama football game since 2007.
Oh, damn.
That's
when they were just getting good.
When you, yeah.
I feel it.
Saban's first year was my last year there. Yeah. So they were 7-6.
And they were still getting ass whooped. Yeah, because then that's when King Dunlap putting their ass on the 6-0 run.
That's right.
And that's then right. Saban came in at like he said, 07. Then he didn't win until 08.
Right.
So your last game was 07. You said, I ain't going back.
You said, these niggas suck.
When you playing overseas, man, like,
that's true.
You leaving in mid-August, and if you make it to the finals on some of them, you're not back until June.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Damn.
You come home.
You
gone
that long?
Yeah, I had some years where I had 6 weeks back home. And I had to head back over for training camp.
Damn.
6 weeks.
He lived over there. I mean, he said he had his family. Yeah. He had kids over there. That makes sense.
I mean, you know, you go over there. I mean, you're there. You know, and like I said, this, you got to immerse yourself. You got to learn language. You got to understand how to get around. Like, all that stuff, man. Like, it's not.
It takes time.
Yeah. How many languages can you speak?
At this point, I might can say a little bit in a few of them. But I can understand probably about 2 or 3.
Okay. Yeah, he can understand.
If I hear somebody,
when do I get paid?
I'm dead. Where is check?
Where is my check?
Nigga said nothing about a greeting. Ain't no what's up. Ain't no what's up.
Where do I get paid?
Where that check at, buddy? Where that bread
at? Funny, man.
All right, let's get to some real pot.
Come on.
What you got here, Warrior, on this movies and TV?
Oh, so I'm on movies and TVs. It's called Warriors on HBO. It got a couple of seasons. That's kind of old, but it's fire, though. It's set in San Francisco when, I guess, the Asians start coming overseas. But it is a fire little show, though, bro. Like, you know, it's like martial arts and, you know, all that type of shit, bro. I think it's based off of, like, a Bruce Lee novel or book or some shit.
Okay. But speaking of TV and movies, Muhammad Abdul Rauf. Documentary was taken down off of Showtime.
Come on, man.
And that's, without explanation. Why?
Somebody came to him, apparently, like he had spoke about it. And basically somebody said, came to him. He was like, yo, like, you know, this shit ain't. So you know me, just a fact check. I went straight to the app.
Right.
And, I even went to Amazon. I went to Amazon Prime first because I can, you know, you can stream a Showtime through there. Yeah. And it literally said, not available.
Damn.
It said, not available. No rhyme or reason. And I just saw the doc now.
I
just saw the doc and it was fire. And it currently says,
we watched about a month and a half, 2 months ago.
It was like top of the summer. Right. It was like top of the summer, yeah, yeah. I thought that was interesting. He was trying to bring some awareness to it. I'm trying to bring some awareness to it. It was a fire doc, yo.
It's a fire doc.
What's the reason?
It was no reason.
What was the reason?
Yes. Like, what's going on with that, man? I just feel like, you know, he's been, his whole life, yo, is like a American. I was trying to, like, you know, fuck with him, in a sense, trying to fuck with him, bro. And, like, after this right here, and I feel like it was nothing flagrant in this doc. Have you? No, this is... You didn't... Man.
He ain't do nothing crazy. He ain't say nothing crazy.
Right.
But literally, the doc just shows him being...
Yeah.
It's a man of his word. A man of him trying to be on his own, like, stand on his own 2 feet, do what he wanted, do what the fuck he wanted to do. That wouldn't hurt nobody.
Yeah. And it was amazing. It basically told, like, his life story, you know, everything that happened to him. Stuff that we didn't know about, like, you know, and, but anyway, that's crazy. Showtime, get that right, yo.
Hey, sweet, though.
What up?
Just as much as this is disrespect. You put some shit in the notes I thought was disrespectful to PGF golf, PGA Tour players, all golfers.
No, I don't think I did. But go ahead.
I think you did.
Okay.
Oh Lord.
You said Steph Curry.
What'd I say?
Should be in the PGA Tour.
I said Steph Curry can play in the PGA Tour. Yes.
That's still.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is at all, bro.
Man, listen to me.
So this is what I'm saying. Hold tight. Go ahead.
It's just like basketball. It's global.
I understand that.
It's not just over here in America. So you get to see Steph Curry and he get to gallop across. Oh, yeah, I did it. Okay. You want to know some nigga in India do that every day. Some nigga in Istanbul do that every fucking day.
Okay.
Some motherfucking South Africa putted that bitch 100 yards away.
Right.
Continue. And you getting happy because talk to him. Tell me what you think that.
So, exactly what you just said. They do it every day. He don't play golf every day, yo. He's a ball player. Is he not? Stop. This is what I'm saying. What is his time dedicated to doing?
But that's what I'm saying. No, but you missed what I just said. They do this every day, but they ain't running across. I did it.
Those players across sea can't do what he do on the court either. But listen to what I'm saying, babe. You are acting like there are not two-way athletes in the history of sports. Deion Sanders, two-way. Barry Sanders, two-way. I didn't say that. You can go through a list of people that play two different sports.
But you name niggas that was solidified in them sports since they were knee-high to a fucking grasshopper.
Okay. If Steph Curry actually practiced on the level that those boys practice golf, he will be just as good, if not better than him.
His basketball game would diminish.
Facts. If he became... No, first of all, no.
No, facts. He just said that's not facts.
That's not facts. No, bro.
If he don't work on his motherfucking jump or his drop step or whatever...
Steph Curry's game is not going to diminish. He's still Steph Curry, yo. But you said he can't play golf, yo? Yes, he can do that.
So Jordan can come out here and still get nigga buckets?
Jordan? That's what you just said. I don't understand the comparison. That makes no sense.
So DeMarcus Cousins can't come out here and get nigga buckets?
I'm not understanding, like, what are you
saying? That just because he's hooping, he can come out here and still get buckets and still go fucking play golf every single day.
I'm not saying that, babe.
You said that.
You said he can still come back on the court. Did he say that? No. He said he can still practice golf every day
and then still come back on the court and get niggas buckets.
So that means some NFL team needs to sign me right now.
Right now.
He ain't making no sense.
I'm potting every day.
He ain't making no sense at all, bro.
What I'm saying is this.
I mean,
Steph Curry.
That's what he's saying.
The way that, no, that's not what I'm saying.
You disrespect professionals at their shit.
I'm not disrespecting a professional at that shit, yo.
Every motherfucker that try to get in that PGA Tour.
Hold on, DB. You crazy. Hold on, DB. Look at this. They say Steph Curry is the best non-professional golfer of all time.
He done lost his motherfucker.
He put that in the notes.
I know he did.
That's crazy.
Listen to what I'm saying, though. Y'all argue just argue.
What number would he be if he was a professional?
Bro, you're right. He would be way down. Hold tight. But would he not be in a tour? He can play in a tour.
I don't know.
He said a tour. You didn't know you put
Listen
P-
to me, bro. Listen
G-
to me.
Hey, that's the NFL. It's
I know
the NBA.
What it is, babe. Listen to what I'm saying, yo. You are really acting like it's blasphemous for an athlete to play two sports.
No, I'm not.
Steph Curry, if he trained...
It depends on the sport. I can't think that's for it.
Yeah, I don't know. He didn't play golf. But listen. How many people do you know I don't know many can say that he, without practice, he can do holding ones. He getting these chip shots in.
That's not without practice.
I would say that.
That's not without practice. For 10 years.
Right.
Also, when
you prove my point, Bates.
No, I'm
you
not.
Literally prove my point. If he's been playing for 10 years, but his profession is basketball.
And you think other niggas ain't. Wait. And you think other professional basketball players, football players ain't out here playing golf?
Bates.
Nigga, I play golf and I ain't good at this shit, but if I played every fucking day for 10 years, I'd be colder than a motherfucker.
You don't sound right now. Listen to what I'm saying to you, yo. Steph Curry, if he practiced for real to play in the PGA Tour, he could potentially do it. He doesn't do it, and he still plays fine. But what the fuck are you talking about?
The first
he does
thing,
not practice listen, golf like that at all like that.
The
he is
first
an NBA
you
player
out with,
in the playoffs. The, he was not playing golf that much. He was trying to work on his shot.
Yeah, because golf will take time out, too. They got to have vacation.
I know
the
that,
first thing you
saying.
Started out with is he could be on the PGA Tour.
I did
he the greatest non-golfer of all time.
I hear what you're saying, but I hear what he's saying. Because he's saying, like, you're talking about a professional going doing another person's profession.
If he practiced the profession,
but the,
he didn't
the thing
do it.
In the profession
sweet.
Is that, like,
you
there's
like
other things that make it difficult.
Sweet.
It does, saying, bro, there are athletes that do it all the time sweet. That have played two sports.
Okay, this is my thing. This is my point to you. Please,
what the fuck? It's not blasphemous.
From a real professionals,
okay.
Listen to us. This is what we tell you.
Okay.
Just like the people in these dumbass YouTube comments when we talk about the football, basketball,
I just
be gassing that shit up for them.
I got you.
Obviously, I could never be like, oh, I'm going to go play in NBA because I played basketball for so long in high school and college.
Right.
I'm going to go play. Shut the fuck up. LeBron James, I don't give a fuck who y'all seen out here on YouTube and Instagram catching balls on air. It doesn't fucking matter. You can't put no fucking pads on just be like, I'm going to be better.
I agree with that. Golf is a game
bro, you
of disrespecting
golfers right now.
I'm telling you, golf is a game of numbers. It's all about stroke count, yo. You just got to get to a stroke count. Hey. And if Steph Curry practiced getting to a certain number, you can qualify to go to the PGA Tour, yo.
Didn't Tony Romo try that, though? And he didn't.
To everybody out there that golf.
Tony Romo. Didn't
he? You ain't going to the PJ.
Please don't listen to the disrespect that Sweet just put out there on y'all.
That's not disrespect.
On y'all sport. Because we know it's hard.
Bro.
I know some golfers out there.
I'm not saying it's easy. What the fuck are you talking about? I literally said if Steph Curry practiced the fucking sport full time and got out there and got a number, he can qualify for a PGA Tour. That shit is not fucking disrespectful. I'm not talking about Tony Romo.
So
I ain't talking about nobody
else.
In 2013,
I went into the gym every day, I put
I'm
up
not
a thousand.
About you,
sh-
yo.
Stop. No.
I'm not talking about you.
You ain't gonna do that. If I go in the fucking gym every day in the offseason of football and I put up 1,000 shots, did all type of drills, I go to the NBA?
No.
But what the fuck are you talking about?
We have seen I have not seen you play against pros on a TV level come to basketball, bro. We have
golf
seen Steph Curry.
Go, no, stop. Nope. We ain't finna do that. Cause now you trying to move that motherfucker.
I'm
over.
Not moving nothing
you
over
is,
here.
He be moving
I'm
that
not,
bitch.
I'm not moving
you
that
is,
moving.
Bro.
Explain it to me then. Explain it to me. How am I moving? Explain
you
it to
just
me.
Just said if he practiced from 10 years all day and just no basketball. That was saying no basketball. He did golf. He can go to the PGA Tour. So if I said in 2013, I just every offseason, fuck offseason there. If I just said every day after football, pray, nigga, I'm finna go get shots up. I'm finna go do drills.
That shit different, fool. But go ahead. That's fine.
You saying it's different because it's Steph Curry?
You
saying it's different because it's Steph
Curry?
Okay,
let me go play golf. So then, if I go and play golf every day,
do things that
so
only
if I'm going to play golf every day, then I can go to PGA Tour?
If I see you do the shit that we've seen him do,
get the fuck out of here.
Bro, we have seen him do things that only golfers do. Is that not true?
You just
but I'm saying with
a consistent place. But on the tour,
let Rich get him.
I'm just saying on the tour, as a professional, it's so many things on the tour that you got to do. Like I don't know, the celebrity thing that they had to walk the course.
Yes,
they had to walk the course.
They walked the course. Yes,
I mean like you're playing every single day, all that kind of stuff.
It's different. I'm not saying
when you're playing against somebody that's really good in your group.
Right.
You know, you got to make the cut, the pressure behind.
I mean, all that stuff.
I think that plays a role. I feel what you're saying, that he's good.
Bro,
but.
I'm not disagreeing with what y'all are saying. I'm not saying that, like, yo, he'll be the top 100 player.
He's the best of all time.
Okay, read it again.
How many people
JC
said the best non-golfer of all time?
What did it say?
Steph Curry is the best non-professional
golfer. Thank you, bro. Stop putting fucking words in my mouth. I did not say that.
So how can you say that? But how can you say that? So you didn't see all the golfers? A gazillion niggas play golf.
Bro, we sit up here and make fucking assumptions all day long. So don't do that.
You
bro.
Started the assumption.
Don't do that. That's different.
Nigga, I play
that's
golf.
That's different, bro. All right, bro. Okay, okay. All right, cool.
In
okay,
a white tee and some forces.
I got you, bro. We have seen Steph Curry on social media these past three or four. The nigga had a golf show on TV. Man. Like, obviously, the man has some type of skill at golf. So, I'm saying if he practices sports, hey, he can potentially make a tour, bro. What the fuck?
All my football players. Y'all really out here swinging the club. Right, I know y'all cold. Shit. I ain't got nothing to do with that shit.
Hey, look. This going to be...
I know y'all didn't cold. Y'all didn't see that Steph Curry shit and probably like, all right, bro, I did that shit.
Okay.
Hey, look. All right. Look, this
going
to be...
All the golfers out there, sorry.
This going to be one of the moments where Sweet come back and he be like, hey,
never.
Y'all.
Hey, I went roll back to the top.
And I was wrong.
Never. I'm not out.
Hey, Scotty.
First of all, whenever I'm this passionate, I ain't
Scotty,
never wrong.
I'm sorry. Rory, I'm sorry. Hey, John, bro. I'm sorry. Patrick. Victor.
This it ain't us. This man just fucking name and shit.
It ain't us, Xander.
This man real crazy.
Cameron, Max.
That man act like saying. He ain't never seen
George Spieth. I seen you on the bro. Netflix show, my boy.
What you talking about, bro? Come on.
I respect. I know you'll be Steph Curry in a motherfucking golf tournament, nigga. Fuck crap. I don't know what Sweet talking about.
This man over here, crazy.
No, but that is a little. That is a little crazy.
It's not, bro. It's cool.
It's not wild, bro. Listen,
y'all. You got YouTube for today. That's your clip, fade.
It's college golf.
That shit dumb. Y'all folks sound crazy.
It's college golf.
Didn't make one valid argument, bro.
It's niggas in college golf that's really good that don't go pro, bro.
I know that, bro.
So how would these? Hold on, stop. No, stop. You had your time, nigga. You had your time, sweet.
You didn't make no sense.
No,
stop. Give it to me. Go ahead, give it to me.
It's college athletes that play golf. It's many teams, many players.
I know them.
All of them don't go pro. So you play. You saying these people that's been playing golf their whole life got a scholarship, work all this time, put all that Steph Curry just in his he work on his golf game his
on
golf,
the off season
on his off time. He could just go out there and make the PGA Tour when these folks have worked their whole life and can't get there and they still playing, still working.
I got
to get to the bullshit, PGA. Sweet.
I got him. We sat here on this couch, this very couch, all right? And we were talking about people that y'all know, because I don't know many of them, people that y'all know that are still training every and have been trained for their entire
life. What is he talking about? What are you talking about?
That has nothing to do with
it. What are you talking about? You ain't made no point.
Bro,
you said we know niggas that's training. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Get to the point.
Can I finish?
All right. Get to the point.
We sat on this couch, and the same thing that he said, there's plenty of football niggas out here still trying to train for football that ain't made it to the league. Right or wrong?
To your point, JC,
that you just made, there's probably are thousands and millions of niggas playing golf that will never make the PGA Tour. I understand it completely.
Back to list,
talent, no, what the fuck the list?
Keep going.
I just brought up what that man right there just said. So I killed your point because there's plenty of people still training to hoop that ain't gonna
scroll
never
down
cut,
list,
touch the a fucking NBA court. Y'all sit up there and said that, so I don't care who the fuck is training for golf every day. Some people just not gonna make it.
Let's scroll down that list real quick.
Y'all sit up there and said that. You said
hey,
that.
Wait.
You said
you
that.
See all them countries? You see how them countries on there?
That,
yeah. Face scroll down.
See
you see that?
I see that. Right or wrong? That's the point. I warned that person.
How many that?
Well,
I said that about 150?
What?
Give me
you
something
You
didn't
else. Even say nothing.
You didn't say nothing
You said
at
people
all.
Was training. Like,
that's all
what?
You said.
Okay.
Well, why do you think Steph can play in there? Why do you think Steph can play in there?
Why do you think Steph can play in there?
Wait a minute. Did I not say something right there? I didn't.
You said people were training.
You said people were niggas training.
What did he say,
Rich?
You said if he put in 10 years, you
said.
No, pause.
I'll explain it to you calmly. You said that there have been college players that's been training for golf for X amount of years.
Yes.
And they have not made it.
And he meant in college. He meant
in college. Got a scholarship.
Give it to me.
People recognize their golf game. Like,
let me tell you what you said. You said in college, whatever, they've been playing their whole life and they have not made it. So what make you think that Steph can and he hasn't been doing it full time? Pause, don't say nothing. I said, y'all said the same thing about football players that have been training their whole life. Some niggas just not gonna make the league. So that point right there was invalid. It's still about, to me,
that, how does that,
if I guess wrong, I can see
you
what
have to have a raw talent and exposure for any sport that you play.
I can see what you're trying to...
Do you not have a raw talent? Do you not have a raw talent to play football?
You know that
NFL?
Commercial? You know that commercial when that old ass fisherman nigga put that dollar on that fishing pole?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And he wind up like, almost?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you sound like right now. You reaching, nigga.
Yeah.
You reaching for that dollar right now.
That's crazy.
Explain God.
It. Explain to me.
That's crazy.
Please. I won again.
No. I'm just saying you won, again,
you
bro.
Did, you didn't win shit.
You explain ain't saying
nothing.
Come on,
you didn't say nothing, but okay, niggas ahead, trying to get to the lead. Basically, that's niggas. Like, he just said it with the golf shit. They trying to get to the lead.
Yeah. Hit, but no, his follow-up point was, do I think those niggas should be able to get in the league before
college athletes that play golf. It's many teams, many players.
I know.
All of them don't go pro. So you play. You saying these people that's been playing golf their whole life got a scholarship, work all this time, put all that Steph Curry just in his he work on his golf game is
on the off season.
On his off time. He could just go out there and make the PGA Tour when these folks have worked their whole life and can't get there and they still playing, it's still working. I said, how do you think Steph Curry deserves to be on the PGA Tour, is going to be on the PGA Tour before all of these people? How do you assume that? Over some social media clips, my nigga. That sound crazy.
He didn't say shit about social media. Now you ask
him. No, sweet, stop, nigga. I said, how do you think Steph Curry is going to get there over these niggas, bro? You sound dumb.
No, pass. I'm going to tell you how. The same way you just got done saying about the football niggas. If you got raw talent, you disagree. To be a pro, you still have to have raw talent. Right or wrong. It don't matter how much you fucking work at that shit. That's what you told me. I'm going based on what you said, base, and what you said.
I will. Don't put that.
No,
I know. Hey,
hold on.
Hold on.
My nigga, I never have
working it either. That's what you told me.
Hey, clip this shit right, cause that nigga, I got him on this shit. He said that shit.
I'm the last pod. Both of y'all niggas said that shit on the last pod.
I ain't never said wrong time.
Hey, listen, you a roomie. Y'all folks said that there's people out here working all day and night trying to make the league, nigga, giving up. That's what y'all niggas said.
I don't say that.
Run this fucking take back. Y'all niggas said that shit.
Like, one thing I'll never be, and respect to anybody chasing their dreams, but I knew dudes that I would come back home. I'd be like, what you doing, man? They'd be like, I'm training. I leave for a year, come back, what you doing? I'm training. I'm like, bro, what you training for now, bro?
You might want to hang them
You got to get a job when you got a job, bro. Like, and I've always said, bro, if I go a full calendar year and I'm not on nobody's roster, I'm done. But while I still got that...
This is what I said. So we're going to go back to that.
Yeah, both of y'all niggas said that
I'll tell you what I said about niggas working that's not getting into the league. That's all I said. It's niggas that work to try to get into the league. I don't know what they're working for.
That's what you said.
Personally, we're not.
All right. And you agree, right?
So this
is the same shit.
Listen to what we're saying.
I didn't agree with that. He said that and I let that go.
Okay, it don't even matter. But listen to what I'm saying. What the fuck does that have to do with Steph Curry
being able to just I'm saying, bro, you keep bringing up other shit.
I'm saying,
I've been working hard looking at my videos. I'm finna get an NFL, nigga.
Okay, all right.
That's what you're saying.
Like I said in my point to begin with.
Would Steph Curry be able to get in the PGA Tour?
That's what I asked you.
That's
what I want to know, too.
Let me answer that question. This might answer that question. First of all, if you go back to the original question, if you go back to the question itself that I said on the notes, here, matter of fact, just so you know, I don't cap like these niggas do. This is what I said.
Bro, you didn't came back.
It's right there.
Pull it up. Blow it up so you can see what I said now.
I have read it twice, my nigga.
Twice. So answer us. You still backpedaling like JC.
I ain't backpedaling on shit. I answered my question.
Answer it.
That's not a question, my nigga.
I told you already, nigga. I stand on it. I said if he would actually dedicate time to that sport,
that's not answering the question.
I said, why do you think that?
Why do you think that?
Based on the numbers that I've seen.
What numbers?
The man been playing golf. I'm pretty sure the man got numbers and stats.
What are you talking about? Why do you believe that he could make the PGA Tour? Because you got up and was about to walk out of here. I'm trying to make a point, ask you a question.
Listen.
You got up and almost walked out, nigga.
Here's the thing, bro. Here's the thing, Faye. I don't realize about these niggas. Real talk. What? Listen, once I get my first initial point, I asked you, asked the first question right. I said, well, hold tight. Let me answer another way. Let me get him.
Nigga, you, your first point was he was the best.
Nigga, that's loaded question.
What was your first
point? That's loaded question.
What was your first point?
Your first point was what I read in the notes, right?
That you claimed he could play in the future.
And we went straight to that.
I said why my answer was sufficient for y'all, so y'all wanted something else. Fuck that. I told you why I thought. If you're not rolling with it,
Because of videos over the past three weeks, if you don't roll with it,
don't fucking roll with it. But don't try to change the question. I answered the motherfucking question the first time. The first time I answered the question, now the whole time, let me ask another fucking question. Shit, nigga. Why? You gonna argue. Make a point, nigga. Make a real point.
We did make a point.
I ain't make no fucking point until I turned up.
You said Instagram video.
You said Instagram video. I'm gonna be bullet point, bro. I'm just gonna be bullet pointed. I ain't say shit about Instagram analytics, no shit like that. Y'all niggas brought that shit
up.
Y'all brought that shit up, Rich.
We all still, right now, at this very moment in the pod, we all still have the same question. We all still have the same question, and we don't have an answer.
And I've answered it. Y'all don't roll with it. Say, all right, well, shit. Okay, I don't roll with it.
We been told you y'all roll.
Okay, that's cool.
We said that in the beginning.
Listen, come here.
But nigga, I was done after that. Y'all niggas kept talking. I'm going to turn this shit off.
It's impressive to see what he did in the celebrity tournament.
We done yelling.
Right,
that's impressive. Yelling shit, but go ahead.
No, we done. I'm telling you, we stopping the yelling.
It's impressive.
We done yelling.
Okay, go ahead.
What I'm saying is, what we coming from.
I understand where y'all coming from, fool.
But you don't want to let a nigga get shit up. This is the third time I try to give you this shit.
Go ahead,
You keep cutting me off, bro.
Go ahead, bro.
I've been cool about it.
Go ahead, bro. I'm listening to you.
I've been jokes. What I'm telling you is, I don't give a fuck what you talking about analytics. You have no analytics. You have no numbers. I don't give a fuck. You don't watch golf every fucking day. You haven't watched every game you ever fucking played. You haven't watched any of those real golfers out there.
That's not facts. True. But go ahead.
Who was he playing against? See, I didn't even watch the tournament.
He's been golfing. Like, he has clips from the goal years.
I'm not denying he don't look like he can play. I mean, it's impressive.
Nobody ever said that, but it's levels to it.
Finish your point. I'm listening.
I mean, I'm waiting on you not to cut me off.
I didn't say that. He asked a question. He asked that question, but I was answering his question. Tone down.
And you was ready. Bruh.
Go ahead.
This is my point.
All right.
Again. You talking about you watch golf, you ain't watch all the golf, all them players we just showed, you ain't seen them niggas to say Steph Curry can go in and be above them niggas. You crazy as fuck. That's like you telling me a nigga that's on the streets and I'm in the NFL, I saw him on YouTube, he had a couple clips. He was coming in that bag. Oh, he hit a couple jumpers. Oh, he was dunking that hole in the AEBL. Or what the fuck, any summer league, pro-am, any of that shit. Nigga can't walk on that NBA court, can't walk on that NFL field and do any of that shit. I don't give a fuck what nobody think. And that's facts. And you talking to three niggas that been at those levels doing it. So any of them niggas on all them lists as pro golfers, they not having that shit. So for you to just say, oh, he can just walk off because he got money, he can buy the best club. They got money too. They can buy the best fucking clubs. They've been golfing. They been had money because it take money to be a golfer.
Big facts.
So them niggas been doing it. Jordan Spieth, Scotty, all these motherfuckers been doing it since yay high.
Yeah.
So to say, just because he been doing it every offseason for the past 10 years, 12, I don't give a fuck if he been doing it with the golden clubs, nigga. It doesn't fucking matter to me because you ain't finna step on these niggas and say, nah, he can be in there.
Okay.
You not finna step on me.
The bottom nigga on this list, bro. Come on now. You can't step on
just like
nigga, bro.
Just like the same nigga that might get cut from an NBA or NFL team can go ahead and give anybody the fucking bitch
on the football field.
Okay,
that's why he playing celebrity games.
Yeah, Yeah.
Because he ain't finna step on a real tour with real niggas.
Disrespect, okay. bro. Disrespect.
Okay. So you ain't finna disrespect 195 niggas and say, nah, Steph got
shit. You not finna disrespect the other 200 niggas behind him that was this close to making that shit, bro.
Nah, you ain't finna do that.
Hell no.
Okay.
Now, that's just because I got respect for no motherfucker that put their craft in for a long ass time. You know. I've been doing this shit since little. You know this.
I understand what you're saying.
So you ain't finna step on them niggas or anybody else and say, oh, now he can go do that. So then that means I can go do whatever the fuck I say I want to if I just, go ahead day.
But that's not the point I'm making. But I got, listen.
That's what you.
Okay. So now can I explain myself? Because I do understand what you're saying, yo. I get that 100%. I get what you're saying. And that makes perfect sense. And to your point, we should be talking just on a grand scope. I don't want to put numbers on and stuff like that because you said I don't know how long Steph Curry's been playing golf. He probably could have been playing golf since Ye had too. His dad been playing for a long time. I understand what you're saying. I get that.
Oh, so he'll play golf and he'll coach basketball.
Listen.
Come on, sweet.
On a professional level, bro.
Nigga, you was with me. I was playing basketball and football at the same time. I had to pick one. This nigga played tennis, baseball, basketball, football. He had to pick one.
All I'm saying is this, bro. And I go back to my initial point. All I'm saying is this. I get what y'all are saying. And I'm not trying to disrespect nobody out there. But history has showed us that you can be a two-sport professional. Well, history has shown that.
I don't know if you can be it in
but that don't mean what you trying to say.
I don't know if you
can. That's what I'm trying to say. That's all I've been saying. Y'all were saying this, bro. This shit is fucking impossible.
No,
I'm
not saying this. Nigga.
Yes, you did. No, that's what you did. Bro, every time I said something.
Nigga, my college have a nigga that went pro in two fucking sports.
I know.
The greatest nigga alive at two sports. What are you talking about? How you going to say, I can't that's nobody do that. That's never what we said.
What did you say then? Tell me what you
said. We said Steph Curry.
Yeah, Steph Curry.
At this shit, what you trying to say? That's okay. It. Ain't happening.
That's it.
That's all we said. Nigga, we literally see Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
We didn't see Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah. You got names. You got names tonight.
So what the? I never said that these niggas can't do, nobody can do that. What the? Why would, out of all niggas, why would I say that?
But are you saying that he just can't do that? It's what you're saying. I'm wrong with you.
I just think when it's a sport that requires so much skill and touch and hand-eye coordinate, I think it'd be hard.
That's one of the sports where you going to be a two-sport athlete.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
I don't know football.
That makes sense to me.
I played when I was growing up.
Right.
But I would think that Bo Jackson can come run a football is a little bit easier than if he had to come and play quarterback. It's a different type of coordination. You know what I'm saying? He might be able to.
Okay.
I would say the same thing with golf. You're going to have to do that every single day. You can't come and do that.
That makes sense to me. So my initial point was, like I said, I was hanging my hat on the fact that I've seen athletes do two sports before. Y'all make valid points saying like that's not transferable to other sports.
Nigga, we all play multiple sports.
I know, but I'm talking about at a professional level, which is almost impossible.
Okay, but at the same time, we still saw them niggas growing up. We saw Deion Sanders. If you didn't know, like I just said, Tony Gonzalez, Antonio Gates, we saw these folks playing multiple sports.
Thanks.
So to say, for you to say that I said it, which I didn't say, never said that shit is impossible. What you trying to say Steph Curry can do or should be able to do, not saying it's impossible, it would be fucked up. I'm not saying it's possible with anybody to write them in.
Other players. Okay, see, I wasn't going from that standpoint, bro. I'm telling you, bro. But you should know that I wasn't going from that standpoint.
But you ain't
letting
get that shit off, though. That's what I'm telling you.
This is my first time saying
it. He asked you a question. I felt like that's what he asked you.
What was the question he asked? Ask me again. My bad. My fault.
Richardson is the fastest young lady in the world today.
We'll come back to this because now I got to know. Go
ahead. She's the fastest young lady. She beats Sharika Jackson in the women's 100 meter. Now I know it's been a while since she ran this race, but we just wanted to give us her flowers for real, because she's been winning. She's been kicking
ass. She's been on the road, been doing her thing.
She popped the wig off on their ass the one time. You know what I'm saying?
Quick warning.
So, this is her second time beating Sharika this season, and she still remains unbeaten in 2023 in the 100-meter dash. So we appreciate her for doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? Turning up one time. Jalen, you ran track, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
What is that feeling like winning a race. You know what I'm saying? Because it's an individual type of sport.
Oh, no, that's...
Like, that's other that's, than, like, the 400, you know what I'm saying, the baton races.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'll have to say, as far as just winning, I was a relayer. That's really all I did. I can't say it. I can't sit and say, like, I've won, individual. Like, oh, individual.
Right. I get what you're saying.
All my medals came from the relay. Okay. So, but even just, like, winning from the relay, it was still fly. You know right. what I'm saying? Shit, you know?
Yeah, no, the relays is...
Especially for, like, you know, conference. I mean, conference right, is
right.
a thing.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So. Yeah, no, for, like, definitely team things, the relays are fire. But, like, the individual events, it's just a different friendly, or maybe like you get it on the relays if you the last leg. Yeah. But just like running across that finish line and knowing in the back of your head, I dusted these niggas. Like, I'm in front of everybody. I know I won this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a different feeling when you just smoking nigga for real, bro.
Hey, sweet, I'm on your ass. Hey, so I met a nigga this week that told me he called you sweet meat in college, Pauls.
Whoa.
Tell me it's true.
In college?
Don't lie.
Probably, bro. I got plenty of nicknames in my...
You let a nigga call you that?
People
so that's... Sweet, no, see, that's type of
crazy. You let a nigga call you that?
So when a nigga told me that nigga started laughing and shit. I did not laugh.
That is...
My nigga let you say that?
Disrespectful.
He's like, yeah, I used to be right there, sweet meat! And you'd be like...
I mean, that's my name, fool. So
that's not your name.
Why would he claim
your
that?
Name is Alex.
Why would he claim that? Why would he claim that?
It's, I mean, why stuff like that don't get to me, fool. I'm me.
So, but he said, but he said,
sweet. I mean, like,
that was my 18-year-old sweet back in the day. You know how we used to
yeah
play like
I,
that.
I didn't. If he meant it for a joke, I didn't take it as a joke. I'll say that.
So you just ignored it.
You can say that. I didn't take it to heart. I didn't take it. I mean, who was it? I mean, I don't even know.
I'll tell you off mic, but
okay. I mean, that's not something that bothers
nah.
me.
Nah,
I'm just saying, bro.
It's my name, bro.
Rick,
that's not your sweet meat. It's not your.
You gonna let somebody call you Dick?
I ain't think so.
Come on,
I ain't think so.
He wildin'.
Y'all fuck over today. That's cool. That's cool. So. Y'all over today.
Let's see.
Everybody brought that shit up. What the fuck? I don't fucking fucking debate that shit.
What you mean?
He said that's my name.
Go ahead.
I remember
ahead,
in seventh grade, the first time I ever got called Master Bates.
On God, they called me called me Dumbo in middle school, nigga.
Think about it, yeah. Master Bates.
Ooh.
Seventh grade. Nigga.
What you say?
That shit was funny. Just, fuck, I was trying to laugh like a bitch.
Okay, it just called me. Okay,
that shit was funny than a bitch. I'm like, hey,
I'm fucking dead.
I'm Master Bates, bitch. I started writing shit on my papers and shit. I got in trouble.
No, I'm like, dead.
Master Bates. Like, hey, y'all back at the crib in the M. And one of my partners. We in the weekend in Memphis. No. I went to X and Chill. The X spot.
Okay.
We in that joint.
Okay.
I feel a nigga tap me on my thigh. I'm like, what the fuck? Turn around, my nigga in the wheelchair, my nigga Fletcher.
Okay.
Fucking
okay.
Fletch.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm kicking with a dog. We turn up, you know what I'm saying? Have a good time. But something popped in my mind from Little League. It started making me remember, like, think about the Little League trials, if they still do have Little League trials. I don't know.
Okay.
But it started making me think about Little League trials. We had Little League trials, me and Fletch, by 8-9.
And you went back. Shit.
We out there, huh?
Yeah.
Bruh. We had a tackling drill. You had to go up, run, and tackle the dummy. But okay. My nigga Fletch ran up and drop kicked that bitch because somebody was holding that. He ran up and drop kicked that.
That's live.
Niggas was dying.
Oh, hell no.
Bruh. Motherfuckers was dying. So then they get mad nigga, yell at, bruh. Switch to the other side. Guess what he do? He do the same thing.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell nah.
My nigga was nice, though. Don't get twisted. Like, he grew up out of his silly head. He's still silly. Hell nah.
That's crazy.
He's still silly. Hey, that wheelchair ain't never stopped that nigga character. He's still a fucking savage out there.
He dropped skipped him twice.
But I don't know if you seen the video. It was a video, I want to say, out there, viral video, when that nigga jumped in the pool in the wheelchair.
Oh, no. I ain't seen that. No.
I want to say that was that nigga.
The face smacked that
old. Oh,
hell no.
He was slicing
that bitch. That's what's up.
Hey, hell yeah.
Oh,
bro.
My God.
I say somebody must have sent me the hell. It must have been on the internet. Somebody must have sent me
that's crazy as fuck.
Yeah, my nigga sliced the hell in the wheelchair. Fuck you talking about. My nigga savage with that shit. But yeah, shout out to. I don't know. Did you play football as a youngster? Y'all had tryouts?
A little bit. Everybody was on the team. Everybody came out, was on the team.
Oh, hell no.
He's had 120
everybody
souls.
Made it. They came out deep to the game.
They had participation tryouts. The fuck?
Seven, eight.
What position you play?
Tight end, fullback, defensive end, a little quarterback, too.
I get anything. How long you play?
I played 2 years. I played in middle school. Then I got hurt. I played 7th, 8th grade, and I got hurt in AAU basketball. And then went out for basketball again in 9th grade and was all state and never went back out.
So none turned you into a nothing on the football field turned you into a basketball player.
Oh no.
Okay.
No, I was already a basketball. I was a basketball player first and then went and played football.
Mm. You trying to
That makes sense.
I was a basketball
player. No, don't say that.
It don't make sense. He said nope.
What happened?
Cause that's the let me see. The bullshit people play into thinking that basketball players just so happen can just play everything.
That's where it starts. Like,
I was on the football field, but then I just chose basketball. All right.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
I get it, though. I see what you're saying.
Right. I didn't play football when I was young because I was so big. Okay. I was over the weight limit. My boys were playing like midget and peewee, so I was over the weight limit. Like I was like second grade.
You gotta play up. You gotta play up. Turn him into a basketball player. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Do the math.
See, that makes sense. The math is math. Okay,
he turned into a basketball player before you knew it.
Damn.
Man, it took me a while to say, oh, I'm a football player because I thought I was going to be basketball. Then niggas start, niggas start getting tall.
That makes sense.
I was a physical out there.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to hit shit. Yeah.
He said, all right.
That's all I'm saying.
She just got bumped up.
Nope.
Can't basketball play that day.
What about tennis? What got you into tennis?
My dad was the high school. Well, I went to, he was the
basketball coach and the tennis coach. Okay. So he got your ass out there.
That's
fine.
That's fine.
Now, that is fine, though.
Tennis is fine. Yeah. I fuck with tennis as a sport.
Well, yeah, small town, we played everything, though. Yeah. Everybody. Yeah. Baseball, football, basketball, every sport. You know, everybody played.
Okay. Keep all that busy.
Yeah.
Ooh, he said in my house.
Man.
Get out. You want to know something else I learned while in Memphis? This is unfortunate and very disheartening.
Oh, Lord.
Ain't no Uber Blacks. You want to know how I know?
Hey, Uber Blacks. You're right.
I tried to order Uber. That bitch popped up on my shit. So I was like, oh, shit. Okay. Wow.
No.
That bitch popped up.
What popped up?
A Crown Vic, nigga.
A black Crown Vic? Oh, no.
And a female driving that truck.
Big body.
Oh, what?
Oh, my God.
On Uber Black?
Yes,
bro. Maybe they got Uber Black, bro.
Maybe they got Uber Black.
That is not luxury.
Bro, hell no.
That is repossession.
I think I'm going to 201 in that hole.
That is repossession.
They're
going
to take me straight to the East Precinct.
All they want is in the back seat. I said, brother, too.
Fuck.
Was it swag carpet? Like, was it like.
Nigga,
like,
I canceled that bitch. Fuck you talking
he said,
about.
Was it swag carpet?
Like, hell no. Was it like that those carpet seats?
Man, I ain't getting that bitch. I got it on.
Damn, that's terrible. Memphis got to do better, man.
Bro, there ain't no blacks. Better, bro. Ain't no blacks going around that much.
Come on, somebody got a Suburban around there. somebody got an Escalade.
They said,
oh, nah, Escalade.
They said they not finna have them niggas in they shit.
That's
not
funny,
finna
man.
Have them niggas in the back of my shit.
Hey, do you wish you played in a bigger market? You.
Me?
You first.
I mean, I
feel
like.
Do you ever think about markets?
Not really. Like, as a player, I guess you probably have like the areas that you like. You might, you know what I'm saying, watch a certain team as you growing up and shit. But like, I guess niggas wasn't really thinking about like markets type shit. Like shit, I knew Atlanta was a fire city, but I feel like that's one of the better markets in the, you know what I'm saying, in the league.
What about you?
I do, now that I'm done playing.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
how. Because I see how much.
Right.
Yep.
How much, like, that legacy that you have when you play keeps living on forever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, nobody... And one thing, you know, when you play overseas, most people think, like, overseas is one league.
Nah.
Like, it's like, when you say, hey, where'd you play? It's like, you think everybody over just playing in one league called overseas. It's like, folks are all over. They're in Spain, they're in Russia, they're in China, they're in South America.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's like, you know when you're done playing... had you played for a particular team or in a different city, then that stuff would just follow you wherever you go.
Right. I guess in that sense, like y'all said, after the after you got done playing, it's different when you look at it. You know what I'm saying? As a player, you don't necessarily look at those things, but afterwards, of course, you can see those things.
For sure.
Start, probably step back and be like, damn.
I ain't realized until we started this month, but that's why I said it.
Yeah.
Because fucking with all these niggas from played in Philly or played for
yeah,
the fan
that's
base.
When I started peeping. I'm like, damn, these folks fuck
they
with
know.
Us.
Yeah,
the they fuck with us heavy. And I was like, damn, if I would... niggas were like, bro, if you'd have played here, we would have fucked with you tough.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Damn. That's what I think about the other one. Dallas, New York.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, damn, I wish I could have. Just a year.
Yeah.
Especially at the end.
Yeah.
Like, if it wasn't Atlanta, if I could, it could have been Dallas, New York. Baltimore, even Green Bay.
It also play into how they view you as a player too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
You know when
but
you
see,
play
I feel
on
like
them
at the end. I already had that stamp. Motherfucker, I knew what they gonna get with me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying, I'm talking about from a fan's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
They know the game. They know he gonna be the great teammate. He gonna cheer niggas on. He gonna be, you know what I'm saying, he gonna get it at.
He gonna
do
his own
thing on special team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They gonna the comedian guy, whatever the fuck. Like, so I know when I step into a city, like. Just so happened, I just was in smaller areas.
Smaller markets, yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
So if I would have been able to go to a Philly or New York, been in Rams when they got to LA, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it would have been, especially helped this job. But
I feel that way too. Like, I was the last pick before Golden State drafted Steph Curry. So, you know, I was playing for them We Believe Warriors.
Yeah.
You know, the old, you know, and it's like, now I get a little bit of playoff that it's like, oh, you play for the Warriors, like
not that
a little bit different, you know. So you can kind of see when you got that connection to a bigger fan base and all that in the market, it helps.
Look at the Titans shit. No disrespect. First of all, speaking of Titans, hey D Hop,
shout out to you.
Boy.
Shout out to him.
Hey, pull up on us, Now I did want to talk about that though. Because that was an interesting move. I was not expecting him to sign with the Titans, to be honest. I know he fucked with Vrade.
Yeah.
And they got some crossover. But I definitely didn't see... I didn't expect him to come to Tennessee for the reason of run dominant team. There is no other big name on the opposite side of him to take off those star, you know, the little doubles.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So... I was surprised he. I'm not surprised he didn't go to fucking New England because that would have been worse. But I was surprised. But I'm happy for the Titans to be able to get him. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy for the organization.
Right.
Happy for him.
The city, hell.
Happy for the city.
I was about to say everybody in the city, like, damn, we got a chance, goddamn.
Hell yeah! But I'm glad to see them just come, bro. Because they were trying the Titans for a little while.
Yeah.
I mean, by a little while, I mean last couple months, by saying their leading touchdown receiver was the head coach, and that's facts. Disrespectful.
It's crazy.
So I just glad to see they got somebody that got more touchdowns than the head coach. They actually gonna, and I know he gonna make some shit shake. It's D Hop. Come on,
that's crazy.
That's a wild.
She crazy, ain't?
That's
crazy. Damn. Yeah, yeah. All right.
Well,
wow. Shout out D. I might pull up on us anytime, but your Wix Fi. I don't see how you let your shit get that long. I would been cut my shit a little bit, but that's cool. I've been cut my shit. I don't like my Wix that long. My Wix gonna get a little bit long, and I'm gonna chop them hoes. Yeah, see, I don't want my shit that long.
It's
but your shit fried. Yeah, your shit fried, my boy.
Yeah, long here.
It's just dumb, long. I also didn't know watching TV today, just chilling before we come up here. Just doing a little football knowledge. Watching a little video on Randall Cunningham. I think NFL film, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
I ain't know Randall Cunningham left. I want to say halftime or almost the game was over. He left in the middle of the game. Game still going on.
He left that bitch.
To go kick it with in Houston.
What?
For a day and a half.
Damn.
Sheesh.
For a day and a half?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. So what
so that mean he ain't come back to look at the film?
Nah, he said, fuck that shit.
That might have showed up on workday Wednesday, but if you know what NFL workday Wednesday, hey, that's the beginning of the week.
Oh, God.
That's when you start the shit. And, yeah. You know, my boy was outside with Whitney Houston.
Damn.
That man said, I got slide.
On God.
Hey, man. Hey,
pull up to the facility and be like, damn, where you been? I've been with Whitney, like, nigga.
That's what we talked about last time with LT.
Yeah.
See, right. Back in the day, they could do wild shit. Y'all too. Niggas doing cocaine right off the bench.
Nah, yeah, the basketball team, hell yeah.
Hey, give me here, coach.
What?
Nah, yeah.
Hey,
yeah. Yo, y'all had
I got a slide. I'm about to kick it with Whitney.
That's wild, bro.
They were partying.
He hasn't been making no money to go do that. Ain't no way I'm going to give up to go kick it with Ice Spice.
Hey, on God.
Ooh, yeah,
I was about to say, what would the equivalent be now, bro? Nah, that's...
I just compared Whitney to Ice Spice. That's wild.
Who would it be?
That was outrageous.
Hold on, wait, let me think.
So, like, somebody like... I don't know, Rihanna or some shit.
I'll leave a game for Rihanna.
This about equivalent. This about equivalent.
For sure.
During that time, Whitney was Whitney too. So.
Rihanna.
Yeah.
So. We are disrespect ASAP Rocky, so what about Beyonce?
This about this married people that's married got kids. That's somebody single. They got no kids.
I was just thinking of somebody on the same status, bro. Like,
yeah.
Oh, got multiple
children, bro. I think Rihanna pregnant right now.
Y'all niggas ain't shit.
Give me somebody that's single and breaded man and shit. I can't think of nobody though, bro, which is crazy. Which is nuts.
So that means I'm standing the game.
I'm fucking dead.
I don't even know you, yo. I'm staying in this game.
I just fucked a little chick I already got. Fuck, bro. What else we got in here, man? All right, damn. Y'all niggas funny, bro. But he's sweet over here arguing in front of company and shit. We ain't never arguing in front of company
sweet,
like that.
Hold on. Time out. Sweet almost left, bro.
But this nigga got up. The door.
I'm about to be quiet. I'm going to be quiet.
He got up.
That was some real Queens flip shit.
He did. He got up. He took the headset off.
I'll be quiet. Go ahead.
Hey, you know shit was getting heated when JC was yelling. That's the first time I heard JC yell.
I was like the little kid with his mama when his mama started yelling at the other kid. Let me just shut the fuck up.
Bro, I was like, no, he's not doing this right now. He wilding.
Bro, don't bring it back up. We'll talk about it later. You are. Just chill.
Talk about the situation. So he started sweating over that shit.
Yeah.
Got the guests. Hey, bro, that's wild, bro. Y'all fucking...
Hey, Rich think we can't get it wild. Damn.
We got anything in the Couch Talk? Ain't no Couch Talk segment today.
We ain't got no email?
The roomies...
Hey, slack
it. Gotta step it up.
Yeah, because y'all... Hey, look, roomies, stop just telling me that we appreciate y'all. I know.
We was going to do a giveaway.
We literally trying to do... Look, we trying to do a giveaway, but when you just send us shit just saying we preach, you fuck with the podcast, that's cool.
I'm just
say that like on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or say it to your friend. I don't know.
Maybe message it. I fuck with y'all.
Don't send it to the email because the email is for questions and content only.
Come on now.
Okay. I appreciate all the love. Say that shit on a different platform.
In the comments. Say it in the comments.
Yeah. Go fill up the YouTube comments with all that shit. Just don't send it here. You know what I'm saying? The roomies, the Couch Talk segment is not for that. You feel me? And I need y'all to understand that. Just like I need y'all to understand that Nashville's premier dispensary, they got the best THCA flower menu in the whole city. It's the perfect plant. Perfect plant dispensary. They got all the packs. I'm talking about everything you've been seeing on these shows, from the Gary Payton to the lemonades to the Purple Punch to the gelatos. They got the edibles. They got the elixirs. And I literally just found out last week what elixirs mean. Thank you. They got lifestyle goods. Perfect Plant got two locations, one on Germantown, one on Wright Bitch. You ever seen the signs? I have. I seen both of them bitches. They big as hell. They glow in the dark. All that shit. Even if you're not in Nashville and you're driving around, you're not around here, you can't see all that shit, and you're just listening, you over there in Ohio. You over there in Washington. I see you a little bit, Washington. You over there somewhere else. This is what you do. You go to perfectplantmarket.com and you go in there, you can get all that shit. Everything I just named, from the flowers to the edibles to the elixirs, you get all that. And while you're there, before you check out, you hit the code RAWROOM to get 15% off. If you go to perfectplantmarket.com, put in the code RAWROOM, you get 15% off. You get all that shit, all the edibles, all the elixirs, all the merch. And that shit is federally legal. You ain't got 12 knocking on your door. Ain't no DEA coming. You ain't got to worry about the dog sniffing you. You might even Never mind. I ain't gonna tell you that one. That's one of my secrets. But hey, fuck with Perfect Plant, perfectplantmarket.com, Perfect Plant, premier dispensary in Nashville. Easy. We got anything else?
Oh, let's see. Nah, this is all I got.
Man, what you got? I know you got some silly ass shit.
Oh, shit, John got some fire shit in here.
Oh, he put some shit in there?
He got some fire shit. I mean, like, we can go if y'all want to go.
No, say it.
Conversation that you said.
Nah. Which one?
I said, if you had 4 years to train or 8 years, like, I said 8 heard.
Don't do it. Yeah,
start arguing. That's why I would want to do
that. Don't start arguing. He said, if you had 4 years to train, what Olympic sport do you think you could at least get a bronze in?
If I had 4 years to train and I could actually be good at that sport, soccer.
He said Olympics.
Ain't that Olympics in soccer? FIFA? Ain't that Olympics type?
They do have soccer in the Olympics.
Yeah, they do have soccer in the Olympics. This nigga tried me.
What
is wrong with you?
All right, bro, chill. Damn. Yeah, leave, bro.
So bad.
Bro, because I fool. Go ahead. These folks love putting gasoline on shit. They love this shit.
No, all right, yes. I would play basketball or soccer for sure. They got 3-on-3 basketball. No. I would probably play 3-on-3 basketball for real.
Keep going down.
Alright, I'm at the age I am now, and I want to do something.
Hold on, wait.
They got
bowling.
They might got bowling. Scroll up, hey. If they got bowling, you in there, huh?
Damn, they don't got bowling. Y'all, hey, Olympic committee.
You can go box.
Quit playing with me.
So you got 4 years to train. And y'all saying those teams, y'all will get a bronze on, right?
I would get a bronze sailing. I could fuck with the sailing. I could say
if it's anything, I'd have to throw something.
I was just reading the question.
John said, if you have four years to train,
what Olympic sport do you think you could at least bronze in?
That's what he don't want to do.
Say what now?
Oh.
That's what he said.
I'm going to get a modern, what's that? A modern pentathlon. What's that? Pentathlon? What the fuck?
Pentathlon.
Okay, track ass niggas. Tell me what it is then.
It's five. It's whatever.
Five events.
I think it's like swimming,
it's
biking,
swimming, fencing, running, horse riding, pistol shooting.
Bro, you can ride horse.
Swimming, fencing, horse riding, shooting. That sounds like a Wild Wild West challenge, honey.
I watch Star Wars a little bit and I'd be straight.
Lightsabering up in this.
I'm in there. I'm straight.
Fuck.
Man, I don't know about what y'all said,
Pentathlon.
Okay. That's different. I ain't know about that.
BMX cycling. Ooh, yeah, I do BMX too. Okay. They got that. They do got that.
Okay.
Judo. I do judo.
Get your ass.
I ain't doing no
Judy
karate.
Judy chop, my nigga.
Fuck. Yeah, I do judo. I ain't doing no karate. Table tennis. Nah,
they're fucking
some cold. Yeah, it's a full cold.
They had one of them dudes come to the team.
For real?
From the USA Team USA.
He was killing everybody in there. I already know.
Boy, they had Matt and Julio go up there, and it was Matt Bosch. They was the best three on the team.
Killed that.
Murked their ass. They goddamn couldn't even barely return the serve.
That's how I knew Matt Ryan was cold, though, when I pulled up and I got to the Falcon.
He was on it?
When everybody was like, yeah, Matt don't play no more.
Oh, damn. He stopped playing? Hey, no, Matt.
He never got on the table.
Oh, God.
And niggas always be like, hey, yeah, nah, Matt like that.
But
the next up was Josh Harris.
Yeah.
He was the one, they brought him out one time.
See, Harris.
He had to handle the nigga real quick.
Hey, Harris he was up there with Bosch and them, but back in the day, Matt barely played too. Shit, he would only really play.
His jersey in the rafters now.
Yeah.
It's crazy. His paddle in the rafters, man.
His paddle over.
Yeah, Josh Harris, bro.
Josh was nice. True. Josh was nice too.
They brought him out one time because somebody was talking heavy.
I played Josh back in the day.
Real quick, went back there locker.
I played Josh back in the day. That was the last time I played a specialist in ping pong, for sure.
Yeah. This specialist got too much time on it.
Oh, for sure.
Look at
little Russ.
Hey, Russ swear he the coldest nigga in ping pong. Russ swear he the coldest, food. Again, look. That's why I say again, because this nigga would not let it go.
Got smoked by the specialist. Still not letting
it go. He did. Well, like, look, he just shook his head.
He said, yeah, you beat me, but I'm still better. That tight. Yeah.
That shit funny, but hey, we ain't got nothing else?
That was it. That was the last one.
All right, well.
We got some more shit we can say for the next one, though, for sure.
Sorry for all the yelling. Rich, I hope we didn't discourage you from not coming back.
I enjoyed it, man.
Right, Rich got a front row seat.
I enjoyed it.
Jerry, I was there. Jerry.
I was there for the shit, y'all.
Rich still want to know, though.
For sure.
I see that nigga face the whole time. That nigga like, bro, I still ain't got answers.
Hey, yo, let's go. Let's go.
Oh my God. It's funny though, bro, because they just said they could go trade for 4 years. And any of them sports that say they'll get a bronze. That's what
no,
they said,
you said that.
Oh my God. See, this
you said bronze.
What did I say? Read that right there.
Yeah, I see, John I see Wayne it. Said, if you had 4 years to train, what did Olympic that? Sport?
Hey, man,
you
man, did we read that? Right,
did
man,
we say bronze?
Did we read that? Did we read it?
Did we say
and
bronze?
That's why, and that's why John said he didn't want to bring it up. That's why he said he didn't want to bring it up.
Never said bronze.
He said, bronze. Did you say bronze? It's on the notes. You read it. You saw
and that's what? I ain't hear bronze because you want to know why. I'm not disrespecting them other athletes. We appreciate y'all. Listen to the Raw Room. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. We don't disrespect athletes around here. We love them. Hey, you already know what it is.
Easy. If you have something to say, need a place to help you say it, check out the boys at the Raw Room Media Group to get information on recording the session.
Appreciate y'all for listening. Hey, follow us. Follow us at The Raw Room, Twitter, Instagram. Follow me at Wesson_Sun56 on Instagram. On Twitter, DB_5Trey.
Follow your boy, JC. JCar_11, Twitter. Instagram, JCar_32. And the Raw Room is at Raw_Room.
Roomies, we appreciate y'all for listening. We'll tune in for you next week. Peace.